conversation, call the show at 877-931-4TNT. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tyler has a big long-haul flight in front of him today. He'll be going from the East Coast to the middle of the country.
All right.
Good thing you don't have to drive
first.
Right, go through El Paso because the airspace is restricted around El Paso now.
And why?
We don't really know why. I think it's part of Venezuela now. And we're not allowed to fly over it.
What's the story on that?
But that's a whole other story that I'm going to get to after I read you some science here.
All right.
They have developed what they think is a pill for jet lag.
Yeah. I won't have that. I will tomorrow morning.
You guys
do the show early out there, man.
Scientists from Kanazawa University in Japan, I think they're about to join the SEC, have developed a drug that can reset your body clock forward. Let me get through the science part before you ask questions. It's called MIC-628, and the compound works by inducing a clock gene called PER1. And this maintains your, it's the gene that maintains your circadian rhythm when you wake up, when you sleep. And a single dose that they gave to mice shortened the internal clock's readjustment period from 7 days to 4. Findings suggest that the compound may serve as a prototype smart drug for managing jet lag or shift work, and it could be more effective than existing methods of trying to rearrange the body clock, light therapy, and taking melatonin or a couple of them. They think this is better. And they found that jet lag is worse when you're going east.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because you lose an hour.
Because
you're losing time then.
Yeah. Instead of gaining it.
Findings show that while sleep duration recovers quickly.
Nobody has to take this pill if it's an hour difference, right?
Sleep.
Right.
No, this
you
is
probably
for
should.
Long haul stuff, but you know, I'm going to do it when
pills.
I go to Denver.
Yeah.
Right. Take a bunch of pills.
I was going to say,
Todd whines to Denver trip.
Well, that's because I'm coming back east.
I know.
And it just says right here, jet lag is worse when traveling eastwards.
Well, I think it's for like those long flights, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
You
know?
It's
like
my daughter's
going to Japan. You went to New Zealand. You know, a buddy of ours is in Australia right now. You know.
Is your daughter a vegetarian?
No.
Is she going to get some beef? I want to travel to Japan solely for the beef.
For the Kobe beef?
Yeah, well, actually, she's looking forward to the sushi because that's where they invented it.
I thought you wanted to go to Mongolia for the beef.
Well, that too.
Yeah. That too.
So the beef in Japan is, what is that, Kobe beef?
Kobe beef.
Or the Wagyu. Yeah. It's probably in my algorithm on my Facebook reels.
She's going to be there a while, so I'm sure she'll have beef eventually.
Yeah, it looks pretty magical.
What they found with this drug.
She just texted me. I'll say, get some beef in Japan. Nick wants to know what it tastes like.
and I noticed this when we were in New Zealand. Getting the sleep cycle wasn't so difficult. They tell you not to sleep in the afternoon, but there were a couple afternoons that I took a nap.
Well, that's because you do anyway.
I was like, how's that different?
And Nick can't get a nap, but we're sympathetic to Nick. Nobody else is.
But
I will not mention it outside of this room.
No, especially in your house, right?
You realize it's on the radio.
Well, we're all tired.
We'd be at dinner or, cooking something at our Airbnb.
You pass out.
At a normal time at 6 o'clock when you normally, and it's like, I'm not hungry. My body clock.
So what would it have been like right here in the morning when you're not hungry?
Oh, it was 19 hours difference.
I'm still confused.
Yeah.
So if you were eating dinner at 6 o'clock in the evening here, it was more like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Or
about midnight.
That. Yeah.
Or we're never going to figure this out.
No, we never are.
I'm not going to do the math.
None of us. We talk about this for like weeks now, and we still don't even try. I don't even try to think about it. I just go, whatever you guys want to say, I'll just agree.
I'd also have to want to figure it out.
Here's the formula.
I don't want to.
That I use since we were 19 hours behind. You'd add 5 and then subtract a day.
Let's get rid of the days here because a day's a day. So let's just say aren't you hungry? Subtract 5.
Or just add 5. Yeah.
So it was like noon. You weren't hungry at noon?
Well, it'd be normally the evening meal.
Okay.
So it's like 11 o'clock at night here, 6 o'clock.
Yeah, but so what time was it here then when you're. I'm literally not thinking. And I also think I could go the rest of my life and not know the correct answer, and I won't care.
Okay.
No,
it's so wild about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Here's the baseline that I use. Sunday night football kicks off at 7:30 here. you would watch Sunday Night Football, and it was carried on ESPN in New Zealand at 2:30 on Monday afternoon.
Oh, that'd be a great time to watch that.
Yeah.
Wake up from our nap.
That should have been
that, game. That's perfect.
When I was hungry, somewhere around then, you know, 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and we weren't generally having lunch at 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
And couldn't you have just eaten the noodles?
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing they tell you when you're trying to adjust to this jet lag. You eat a big breakfast and, you know, try not to eat much till later in the day. But that's not how I operate.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do with the 30 beers and a gallon of vodka?
Right.
When am I supposed to start those
if I'm in
New Zealand? Right. I hate to pick on that
Here's
guy.
Here's what you're supposed to do. Keep this in mind as you're making the one-hour adjustment today.
I am making a one-hour adjustment.
Get plenty of rest before you travel.
Too late.
Start going to bed and getting up earlier and later than usual, like the time zone you're traveling to.
The last time I was there, Michelle picked me up at the airport, and she said I was a hot mess. That was her quote.
That had nothing to do with the time change.
Right. That wasn't the time change.
I've known you long enough to confidently say that.
I warned her today. I said, I'm up. I couldn't sleep all night, and I said, I'll probably be a hot mess.
Do not drink
too much. Yeah, you will be today, too.
Caffeine or alcohol. I adhered to the caffeine rule. They can make jet lag work. Do change your sleep schedule.
I'm drinking caffeine right now.
Yeah, for the new time zone.
I'm going to have a small sugar-free Red Bull on the way to the airport today, and then I'm going to start drinking.
So, yeah, avoiding caffeine and alcohol. check.
So I'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for you brothers in the morning, man.
No, you won't.
No, I'll look like the rest of you guys.
And then they advise you. You know, this is what our pilot does when he flies over to Singapore.
He stays the same time.
If your trip is short, 2 or 3 days, try and eat and sleep at the times you would at home. So, yeah, he just stays on Central Time when he's over there.
He'll text me, show me a picture or something. He's walking through Singapore at 3 in the morning. It's a safe city. He can do it. But he walks like it's middle of the afternoon for him. He just stays on that time the whole time. And he shows us drinking beers. It's like 6 in the morning. Now, granted, we do that over here. but his body clock is like afternoon.
It's 5.
He has to stay there 48 hours before he can fly back.
So here's how it works, Tyrell. We left L.A. and we were 21 hours away from Auckland.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a 21-hour time difference.
Okay.
So you're going, you're losing time as you're going west. You're losing time. You're losing time, and then you jump the international date line, so it's the next day. So we left on Sunday night and didn't get to Auckland till Tuesday morning, somewhere over the Pacific Ocean. Monday just disappeared.
So like it technically took you like 26 hours to get there.
None of us are trying to figure this out.
No, I'm not going to do the math. I don't know why I like talking about it.
I just don't do the math. I never try the math. Because Todd doesn't even know how to explain it, and he did it.
The flight itself was only 13 hours.
Yeah. That's...
See? Yeah. There's a Twilight Zone thing in here, by the way.
If Tyrell walks in here and makes it crystal clear for all of us in 3 seconds, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Look at Tyrell. It ain't going to be him.
It ain't me. It ain't the guy with the Waffle House shirt on. I promise you that.
Then, I don't know at what point. I think it starts going backwards once you hit the date line. Right. So there was a spot where we could have landed and said, well, we're 23 hours different from home right now. Right.
But then it went down.
Nick, are you even thinking about this? I'm not.
I'm not listening.
It's going in one ear and out the other. I'm like,
okay, when you're in New Zealand, you continue traveling west.
Well, put your Waffle House brain.
Let's talk about your knee.
You go to Australia, and like our buddy Jimmy Cassino.
Shut up, man.
Where he is, he's only like 14 or 15 hours because it starts going the other way once you cross the date
line.
That is just
mind exploded.
My rule is just tell me what day and time it is when I land, and we'll go from there. You know what I mean?
I don't even need no day. It's on vacation. I just need no time.
Right. I will govern accordingly.
Right.
And kickoff for Monday Night Football in New Zealand is 2:30 on Tuesday afternoon.
That's also great.
Yeah,
and it's easy to say avoid caffeine, but I remember, like, you know, there's a certain point up. if you're taking a long trip like that and you realize that you're halfway through the trip, you haven't slept, you feel like ass, and you're like, okay, well, we're just going to have to start loading up on the stimulants and push through when we get home.
Exactly.
You know?
Say, you did a Hawaii one, the same thing. Bush,
yeah,
you're right.
we were on a 5.5-hour flight, I think, from Hawaii to Seattle.
Right.
But when we left, it was 9 o'clock in the evening, and when we landed, it was 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
And so at that point, I hadn't slept. It's like, all right, let's just start dumping coffee on this
Another thing that I think affected me when I was over there was a lack of weed. Yeah. It's not legal in New Zealand, and I don't have any connections over there. So I went a week without weed.
Wow.
I don't know if I could get it through customs, but I could have got it through TSA for you, no problem.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to mess with customs.
You can say that out loud if you want to.
Yeah, right. I was nervous. I don't think I could get it through customs, though. Yeah.
We don't go through TSA with a Waffle House t-shirt.
No, right. I wear a collar when I go through TSA.
Because your eyes look permanently cast.
I have a system.
You cannot be the mule.
No. I can never successfully traffic drugs, that's for sure.
No.
I'm the guy you send first so that he gets busted while the real mule goes by.
Yeah.
You're the
Jim Brewer. Yeah, you got the Jim Brewer eyes, big time.
That's fair.
Yeah. Tyrell Frazier with us. He looks high right now, and it doesn't help any. He has a Waffle House t-shirt on.
This is all true.
And he couldn't figure this time thing out either. And he was actually thinking about it for a second.
It is mind-boggling.
I know, yeah. Well, we figured it out that time.
Yeah.
We'll keep at it.
Closest we've gotten.
We figured it out.
I think we got it down.
And don't even email me. I won't even read it. I won't even read how that works.
Don't try to book it.
Because I love how Todd really tries to get in-depth about it. I like it. It's funny as hell. But we're like, but he can't figure it out. And you thought about it.
And if you did figure it out, nobody'd be listening.
I lived it. It's mind-boggling and that people apparently do it.
Yeah.
A lot.
Take Todd and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app. Stream live, get podcasts and more. It's free in your app store. So download it now. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.